Good afternoon, everyone. We've got your news coming up here in a moment. My name is John Curdy from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. Russell Luke Lincoln, age 60, was sentenced in connection with a third-degree charge of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. His sentence includes 12 months of probation, 365 days in jail with 15 days credited for time already served, and the remainder held in abeyance. He is required to wear an ankle monitor and follow a court-mandated curfew, remaining at home between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., due to an extradition request from Texas authorities. His sentencing specifically allows Texas officials to take custody of Lincoln. The sentencing details again are 12 months probation, 365 days in jail, 15 days credited, rest in abeyance, ankle monitor required, court mandated curfew 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., extradition to Texas. Texas authorities have requested extradition for Lincoln. The court structured sentencing to permit Texas officials to extradite him without further local impediment. And State Representative Greg Alexander praised the state's decision to issue a default notice to Goshen Inc. after the company failed to meet the requirements of a state-funded incentive agreement for an electric vehicle battery plant near Big Rapids. The project, originally described as a $2.4 billion investment expected to bring over 2,000 jobs, was supported by $175 million in taxpayer incentives approved in 2023, but has faced little progress and growing local opposition. Alexander argued the outcome represents a victory for Michigan taxpayers, highlighting flaws in corporate welfare deals and underscoring calls for more economic development reform, transparency, and accountability in incentive programs. According to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, none of the major state grants had been distributed, and officials will seek to recover more than $20 million spent in land purchases. The failure was attributed to project delays, lawsuits, requests for additional funding, and resistance from the community, which ultimately led to the plan's collapse. Alexander emphasized that such projects often fail to meet job creation promises and urged lawmakers to pursue policies that reduce regulatory burdens and more responsibility steward public funds. And during this October 27th meeting, the Deckerville Community Schools Board approved several financial items and personal matters. General fund expenditures of $154,409.28, athletic fund bills totaling $737.05, student school activity fund expenses of $22,055.58, and food service fund payments amounting in $21,864.94 were all approved. The board also reviewed September's prompt pay bills. The annual audit for the 2024-25 school year presented by Jamie Peasley of Anderson, Tucky, Bernhardt, and Doran, PC was accepted. Amber Murdoch and Renee Stacer were appointed to represent Deckerville Schools in the San Juan County ISD Parent Advisory Committee for Special Education. The board accepted with regret the net resignations of Brady Rabison as Cook's helper and Greg Holman as seventh grade girls basketball coach, as well as the retirements of Jane Fisher, elementary secretary, and Jim Nicole, outdoor maintenance and grounds supervisor. And Hemlock Public School District has once again received a clean, independent financial audit for the 2024-25 fiscal year, confirming its record of sound financial management. District officials said the audit strengthens community trust and supports ongoing investments in programs that directly benefit students. Board President Matt Wessener said fiscal transparency ensures funding reaches classrooms and student programs, while Superintendent Dr. Don Killingbeck credited the district's financial health with enabling continued progress in transportation, facility upgrades, and learning pathways. Hemlock stewardship has led to tangible projects, including upgrades to the Legend Gymnasium, new athletic and fitness spaces, and continued growth of the Lockwood STEM Center. The district also earned the National School Public Relations Association Golden Achievement Award for excellence in communication related to its millage efforts. Recent graduates have received over $1 million in scholarships, highlighting how responsible budgeting translates into real student success. Future plans include publishing public audit summaries, expanding clean energy transportation, and broadening hands-on STEM opportunities through local partnerships. And once again, in Lapeer County, for Halloween is going to be celebrated on October 31st. The following is a list of trick-or-treat hours of candy distribution in each community in the county. Elmont, 6 to 8, Brown City, 5 to 7. KPAC and Clifford, 6 to 8 p.m. Columbiaville, 5 to 7 p.m. Davison, 6 to 8. Vestoria, 6 to 7. Goodrich, 6 to 7:30. Imlay City, 6 to 8. Lapeer, 6 to 8. Metamora, 6 to 7. North Branch, 6 to 8. Otter Lake, also 6 to 8, and Peck, 5:30 to 8 p.m. When we come back after this sponsor message from Elkton Motorsports, we'll get to our national and international news.
Nobody knows what you want or need like you. That's why Honda offers 8 models in their 4-Trax Rancher all-terrain vehicle lineup. See them yourself at Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. Every Honda Rancher is loaded with the features you want, like a powerful engine, wide front drive shaft guards, a spacious front utility compartment, and an easy-to-use reverse system, including an independent rear suspension that offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. You can even get models with Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission. So cruise on over to Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton, and check out a Honda Rancher today and see why life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
Back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, a federal judge ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to review several water safety standards following recent contamination reports. The ruling requires stricter monitoring and public reporting of hazardous materials. Environmental advocates applauded the decision as a major step forward. Officials say updates should be completed within 6 months. Communities affected by past contamination welcome the changes. The EPA has pledged full transparency in its process. And in our international news, India is sending a disaster relief team to a neighboring country following severe flooding this week. The government expressed solidarity and provided emergency supplies to affected regions. Meteorologists report continued rain may hinder rescue operations. International partners have also pledged support for recovery efforts. Indian authorities are working to ensure safer shelter for displaced families while planning relief will continue through the weekend. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.